This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In China, reports of toxic pork and pesticide-laden vegetables are just some of the scary news items that have put consumers on edge. Then last week, Chinese state-run television reported that one purveyor was adulterating a favorite Chinese breakfast food, steamed dumplings. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, it turns out that the report itself was tainted.
That's the thing about dumplings. Mighty tasty, but sometimes the stuffing's a bit of a surprise. That's just what viewers got last week from a Beijing television exposé. The report was filmed with a hidden camera. It shows a grungy farmyard on Beijing's outskirts where unidentified people soak cardboard in chemicals, then chop it into a fine puree. What's the proportion? Asks the man making the dumpling filling. 60-40, says another guy, apparently the dumpling vendor. You mean 60% cardboard? Right, comes the reply. And the other 40%? Fatty pork and stuff, says the vendor. A few minutes later, a steamer full of piping hot dumplings comes off the stove. The report was later broadcast nationwide, and foreign media pounced on it. Japan's Fuji TV did its own investigation into the sinister dim sum. The second surprise came this week. The original story, it turns out, was a hoax. Beijing television said that police had scoured eateries across the capital in search of the doctored dumplings. They eventually found that the video footage had been staged, and they arrested a TV freelancer identified only as Mr. Z. Beijing television apologized and pledged to clean up its act. To gauge the response of a legitimate chef, we visited the local dumpling joint down the street from NPR's Beijing bureau. We asked the boss, Li Lunglan, about her products.
Our dumplings are all good. My husband eats them twice a day. People from all around here come to buy them.
Mrs. Li said she hadn't seen the report or its retraction.
I can't imagine people making cardboard-filled dumplings. How could anybody be that wicked? I can't tell what's real and what's fake these days. All I can do is guarantee that my own dumplings are safe to eat.
The whole story raises unsettling questions about what people are to believe regarding food safety in China. For instance, those official statistics saying that 99% of China's food exports meet relevant quality standards. Any filler in those? Some observers even speculate that perhaps media censors concerned about China's image issued a bogus retraction of a real story about bogus dumplings. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.